Today we're building an Amen-based call and response riff framework in Ableton Live 12, with that 90s-inspired darkness that feels like it's constantly leaning toward a drop. This is not about making the Amen busy for the sake of it. It's about making the break speak. One phrase asks the question, and the next phrase answers it in a darker, more unstable way. That call and response contrast is what gives you tension, movement, and that classic jungle pressure. We're aiming for something you can use as a riser-led intro, a breakdown tool, or even the foundation of a drop setup. By the end, you'll have a two-bar loop that feels like a conversation between drums and space, and then you'll know how to stretch that idea into an 8-bar build. Let's start with the project tempo. Set Ableton to 174 BPM. That keeps the Amen lively and urgent, but still leaves room for halftime illusions and controlled tension. Now create a short arrangement section, around 16 bars if you want room to sketch the idea out. For this lesson, think in 2-bar phrases. That's the sweet spot for call and response in drum and bass. It's short enough to feel immediate, but long enough to let the listener hear a statement and a reply. Load your Amen break into simpler if you want tighter control. Put simpler into slice mode, slice by transients, set playback to one shot, and turn snap on. That gives you quick access to the break's details without flattening its groove. If you prefer, you can also work from an audio track, but simpler makes the editing process faster and more musical. Now build the call phrase. Think of bar 1 as the opening statement. It should be confident, dry, and fairly direct. Pick 4 to 8 slices from the Amen that give you a solid identity. You want a strong kick or snare anchor, maybe a ghost note, maybe one open hat or a little top-end flourish. But don't overdo it. A simple way to think about the call is this. Anchor on beat 1. Add a pickup early in the bar. Hit a strong snare chop somewhere around beat 2. Then end with a small turnaround near the end of the phrase. That's enough to make the groove feel like it has a sentence structure. Keep this first phrase punchy. Use hiccupate only if you need to clean up some low-end mud, and don't be aggressive with it. You can high-pass a little if necessary, but be careful not to thin the break too much. Add drum bus with a light amount of drive if you want extra edge, and keep the break mostly mono with utility if it's sitting in the mid-range power zone. The call should feel focused and upfront. The key here is velocity and feel. Don't grid everything perfectly. Let the hits breathe. A slightly uneven break often feels more alive than a perfectly locked pattern, especially in darker jungle and DNB where the human swing is part of the character. Now build the response phrase in bar 2. This is where the break answers the first statement, but it should answer it with shadow, not with a copy and paste repeat. The response should feel like the groove is leaning into the darkness a little more. Duplicate the call into bar 2, then start changing it. Shift one slice later by a 16th or an 8th to create tension. Replace one snare with a quieter ghost hit. Add a short reverse slice before a snare if you want that pulling sensation. Mute one strong kick so the phrase has a little gap in it. Those empty spaces matter. In this style, silence can hit harder than another fill. Now put auto filter on the response. Try a low-pass filter, start the cutoff around 8 to 12 kHz, and add a bit of resonance, maybe somewhere around 0.7 to 1.5. Then automate the cutoff so it starts a little darker at the beginning of bar 2 and opens gradually toward the end. That gives the response a sense of movement, like it's waking up into the next phrase. Add a very light delay or echo if you want a bit of smoke around the phrase. Keep the time short, maybe an 8th or a 16th, and keep the feedback modest. You're not trying to wash everything out. You're just throwing a little shadow behind certain hits. A small amount of delay can make the response feel haunted without blurring the break. Now let's make the whole thing behave like a riser. Since this lesson lives in the riser's area, the drums themselves need to rise in energy over the phrase. That means we're not just writing a loop, we're shaping a build. On the drum group or return track, automate the filter cutoff so it opens a little over the 2 bars. Bring reverb dry slash wet up slightly on the response, but keep it controlled. Try raising it only on the final hit, so the last half bar. You can also automate beat repeat very sparingly near the end, just enough to add a burst of density, not enough to turn the groove into mush. And if you want extra lift, increase saturator drive a little toward the end of the phrase. Even a small drive change can make the whole loop feel like it's climbing. A useful approach is to duplicate the Amen track. Keep one copy dry and punchy. Then send a duplicate to a filtered, reverbed layer and fade that in near the end of the response. That creates the feeling of a lift without sacrificing the impact of the main break. It's a clean way to build intensity in layers instead of smearing one track into everything. Now think about the bass. In darker DNB, The drums and bass should feel like they're talking to each other. If the break is the question and answer framework, the bass should leave room for that dialogue. Don't crowd the pattern. You can use operator for a clean sub, or wavy-table or analog if you want a restyle layer with more mid-range menace. If you're writing sub, keep it mono with utility and keep the notes simple. You do not need a constant drone. Short notes that answer the break are often stronger. If you're using a res, add a little detune, a little saturation, and maybe some light filter movement. Try this arrangement idea. Let the drum call occupy the first half of the bar, then let the bass answer in the second half, or on the off beats. That gives you a real conversational shape. And if you want the riser effect to hit harder, leave one bar of bass silence before the drop. That little absence makes the release way more powerful. Now let's add some of the tiny edits that make Dark Jungle feel alive. Ghost notes matter a lot here. On the response bar, add a very low velocity ghosts there before the main snare. Drop in a chopped hat or tiny break fragment leading into the next phrase. Nudge one slice a few milliseconds forward if you want a little push. You can even use a tiny reverse cymbal or reverse amen tail before the final hit. These details should feel like part of the conversation, not decoration. The goal is to make the response feel like it's muttering, slipping, and leaning forward. If the break feels too clean, layer it. Duplicate the amen. High pass the duplicate around 200 to 300 Hz. Lower its volume, and widen it slightly with utility if needed. Keep the low end centered and controlled, but let the top layer breathe a little wider. That gives you a richer dialogue between body and atmosphere. Once the two-bar idea works, extend it into an 8-bar tension section. A simple progression is, bars 1 and 2 are your dry call and response. Bars 3 and 4 add more ghost notes and a bit more filter motion. Bars 5 and 6 bring in more delay throws and a little extra reverb tail. Bars 7 and 8 strip the low end a bit, open the filter more, increase saturation, and then cut into the drop. In those final bars, keep the groove alive right up to the edge. You can raise the low cut slightly on the drum bus, maybe from around 30 Hz toward 50 Hz, but don't gut the break. If you want a stop or a half bar pause before the drop, keep it short and intentional. The best dark DNB tension usually feels like it's holding back one more breath before release. Now for the really useful part, resample the whole thing. Route your amen group to a new audio track and record the phrase. Then flatten the clip and edit it like a performance instrument. Reverse a tiny tail. Mute one hit and replace it with a delay echo. Duplicate the end of the response as a fill. This is where the texture starts to feel more like a finished record and less like a MIDI idea. When you're working with the resampled audio, be careful with warp. Keep the transients aligned, and avoid stretching the break into something plastic. The grain of the original recording is part of the charm. After that, process the audio with drum bus for glue. EQ8 to clean up mud around 200 to 400 Hz, and a little saturator for harmonic bite. If needed, use a light glue compressor, but don't flatten the life out of it. A big tip here is to think intention contours, not just fills. One phrase should feel stable, and the other should feel unstable. If both halves are equally busy, the listener stops hearing the conversation. The ear needs contrast to understand the shape. If you want an advanced variation, swap the response every 4 bars. Keep the call consistent, but change the answer. One time it can be filtered. Another time it can be delayed. Another time it can be sparse or reversed. That keeps the loop from feeling predictable. You can also build a 3-step intensity ladder. Version A is dry and tight. Version B is wider and more degraded. Version C is the most filtered and echoed. Cycle those across 8 bars, and suddenly your break has a real arc. Another great move is rhythmic displacement on just one slice. Pick one snare or hat and move it slightly later each time it repeats. That subtle slipping sensation works really well for darker tension and gives the pattern a little unease. And don't forget the first impression. Loop the first 2 bars and ask yourself, can I instantly tell which phrase is the question and which is the answer? If not, simplify the second phrase before you add more detail. Usually, the strongest move is removing clutter, not adding more. For a final homework challenge, build 3 different 2-bar amen call and response versions in the same project. Make one clean and tense. Make one darker and more degraded. Make one with a stronger riser feel and later bass entry. Then bounce them to audio, listen in mono, and choose the version that creates the strongest pull forward. After that, steal the best 2 moments from the other versions and combine them into one final loop. So remember the main idea. Keep the call direct and confident. Make the response darker, wetter, or more delayed. Use Ableton's stock devices to shake the tension. Leave room for bass to answer the drums, and once the idea works, resample it so you can edit it like a performance. If you do that right, the amen stops sounding like a loop and starts sounding like a dark, living conversation that keeps dragging the listener toward the drop.